Hi, everyone. My name is Doreen DeBassi, and I work at Red Hat. I currently work on enabling the audio stack and other features in the automotive team. And with me here is Matthias.
Hello, everyone. I'm Matthias. I also work at Red Hat. I am working at the automotive and the virtualization team. And we're going to talk about Virtual Sound, an implementation we did last year, in this year too. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so in this presentation, we'll be talking about making Virtio Sync, and we'll focus on the implementation of the Virtio Sound in the Rust VMM project. So just a brief outline, I'll be talking about the automotive use case. I'll go through the Virtio Sound device and the driver, and Matthias will take care of the vehicle's user implementation, the audio backend architecture, and the upstream status. Okay, so let's get right into it. One might ask, why Virtio Sound? Our main use case is the automotive industry. And in automotive, Android guests are being used for deploying infotainment systems. So in order to support these Android guests, the virtual machine monitor, as in our case, Squemo, requires a set of virtual hardware like Virtio Sound, VirtioNet, and Virtio GPU. And having a Virtio Sound device emulation would allow for Android to be deployed in different virtual machine monitors that currently support the Virtio device emulation. Examples of these VMMs are Quemo, CrossVM, and the likes of them. The Android reference platform, which I linked in the slide there, it defines a set of Virtio interfaces that are expected from any VM monitor that runs Android. So based on our expectation for Quemo KVM as a hardware agnostic hypervisor, we decided to close the gap, which involves enabling the Virtio Sound device emulation as an external process. So now Quemo or any other VMM that currently implements the vHost user protocol